peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On this first day of the new year, the Church keeps the festival of the circumcision and the giving of Jesus' holy name. We also remember that this is the eighth of the 12 days of Christmas. In Francis Burns' delightful history of Baltimore, it's called The Amiable Baltimoreans, published more than 60 years ago, there is a wonderful photograph of Mount Vernon Place with its Washington Monument in 1900, at the dawn of the 20th century. Beneath the picture are the words, "Tranquility was the key," and accompanying the picture, several paragraphs with these, which begin with these poignant words. "The 20th century dawned upon an almost perfect world. In the few remote corners where heathen remained, missionaries were on the scene and laboring prodigiously. With the millennium just around the corner, a spirit of tranquility pervaded the air." What makes these words so poignant, of course, is that we now know all that so quickly followed and has continued to follow into these early years of the 21st century. Tranquil, these years have not been. It's in fact an altogether disquieting picture. Some would say a picture best ignored on this day when we wish each other a happy new year. But happiness has to be grounded in reality, in things as they really are, not in things as we might wish them to be. I think again of those words of that learned 18th century Christian Joseph Butler, who wrote these very simple yet profoundly true words. "Things and actions are what they are, and the consequences of them will be what they will be. Why then should we wish to be deceived? Why then should we wish to be deceived?" Perhaps because, as T.S. Eliot once observed, mankind cannot bear very much reality. Mankind cannot bear very much reality. Unless and until we know the one who today, 8 days after his birth, was given the name of Jesus. Stark reality practically shouts, mankind needs a Savior. And this holy name of Jesus given today tells us that we have a Savior because the name Jesus literally means the Lord saves. The Lord saves. And this Jesus does. Fully God and fully human, his precious blood cleanses us fully, completely, perfectly from all sin. And so all that was wrong and ugly and petty in the year just past is truly forgiven, remembered no more, in the blessed forgetting of God who says, "I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more." And so with Jesus, the Lord who saves, we can face the reality of the past and be at peace. And with Jesus, we can face the reality of the new year, now all unknown. Who in the year 1900 could possibly have guessed all that lay ahead? 14 years into the new century, the most destructive war the world had known until that time. And who in the year 2000 could have guessed what one bright blue September morning would bring in death and destruction? We simply don't know what the future holds, but we do know him who holds the future in his nail-scarred hands, the Lord Jesus, who upholds the universe by his word of power, the Lord Jesus, in whom, as St. Paul says, all things hold together. The name Jesus is, of course, the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua. Joshua and Jesus are the same name, one Hebrew, one Greek. And you remember, of course, that after the exodus of the Jews from Egypt, after the hard 40-year journey in the wilderness, it was in fact Joshua who led the people of Israel across the Jordan River into the promised land. Jesus is our Joshua. And so if the year to come should bring the end of our earthly journey, then Jesus, our Joshua, will see us safely across the narrow stream of death into that heavenly promised land where he has gone before to prepare a place for us. As Charles Wesley sings, "Jesus, be thou our constant guide. Then, when the word is given, bid Jordan's narrow stream divide and bring us safe to heaven." Jesus, the Lord saves. Surely this holy name, the human name of God, must always be spoken with great reverence and love. It's a terrible sin when this holy name is spoken lightly, or even worse, in anger. And this name is itself a prayer in one word, especially for those times when prayer is hard or seemingly impossible. Jesus means the Lord saves. As a prayer, it means, "Lord, save Jesus." T.S. Eliot was surely right when he observed that mankind cannot bear very much reality. But we can face reality, all of it, when we know the one this day given the name of Jesus, and wait for that last and great day when, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.